The Central New York Diaper Bank has distributed 660,000 diapers to needy families in the region since it was founded 2.5 years ago. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, it may sound like a lot, but it's not nearly enough to cover the need.
Michaela Hugo, founder of CNY Diaper Bank, says diapers are expensive, and when a family can't pay for new ones, there's no public safety net for them.
So when families run out, they can't rely on food stamps, they can't rely on WIC, they can't rely on any other sources to cover that cost.
The CNY Diaper Bank distributes about 60,000 packs of diapers a week through social service agencies, mostly in the city of Syracuse. The Diaper Bank gets them through donations and also buys in bulk at discounted prices and gets grants from larger diaper companies. Hugo says that's an improvement over a time when there was no diaper bank, but there are still gaps that need to be filled.
I mean, I get emails daily from people all around the area, Madison County, some of the northern counties in New York. People are desperate. And, I mean, everybody wants what's best for their babies, obviously. And that stress that they feel when they can't provide and there's nowhere to turn to, I just can't even imagine.
This is Diaper Need Awareness Week. Hugo hopes raised public consciousness about the issue can help her organization expand its reach. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.